those of you, this is your very first time listening in on a call. This is Danny Johnson. It is so good to be here with you on a Monday night. It is 9 p.m. Central Time. Good evening, New York City. Good evening, Florida. Good evening, Australia. Good evening, all of you for calling in from all over the world. I heard Canada. I heard Mexico. I heard people even from the UK. It's 3 o'clock in the morning in the UK, and somebody set their alarm to be here on this call right now. Prior to getting started in business for myself, I grew up as a uneducated 19-year-old female when I got introduced to becoming an entrepreneur. And I grew up with parents who were seriously addicted to drugs. They were violently abusive and abusive in every way. I grew up in the kind of home that most people never, ever break free from, meaning that, I don't know, the kind of position that I grew up in, you just kind of stay in that position. There was not success anywhere near around me that even made me think that people like us would succeed in anything. But at 19, I got introduced to a concept of working for yourself instead of working for somebody else. And I'm not here to say that that's the only way to go, but man, it was interesting. It was very interesting when I heard it. And it took me 2 months, actually, to get the courage to get started on a failure equation. After sitting through a training with four men that were multimillionaires, I sat there and scratched my head and I thought, man, if I'm the dumbest person in the room, which I knew I was, and if I was the slowest person in the room, and if I failed their income by 90%, if it took me 20 years to figure out what they know, and if I fail their income by 90%, I still would be doing better than if I stayed working for JCPenney's. And so I actually quit my full-time job at JCPenney's, and I started off as an entrepreneur, starting my own business at the age of 19. I failed miserably the first 6 months. I batted zeros. I made no money the first 6 months in business. And then I came across two young men who had started in business the same exact time I did, in the same exact area, and yet they were having a lot of success. And so I asked them to teach me what they knew and show me, please. I was dying. I was starving almost. And so the guy told me I needed to go to a training seminar. And I was the kind of person that I did not like being in heavily populated places. I'd grown up in a very small town, and I didn't like being in busy places. I had never been to a seminar in my life, nor did I even know they existed. I hated school, so sitting down in a chair taking notes while somebody else was talking was just not my idea of a good time, was not my idea of a great way to spend money either. But he told me if I didn't go, that I might as well quit now because I would have to quit my business anyway because I wouldn't succeed. I'd just fail. And that really hit me. And it kind of hit me below the belt. I was a little upset with that statement, but at the same time, there was some truth to it. And he said, if you don't do something different and get the kind of training that you need, you're going to fail anyway, so you might as well just quit. So I went. I had to borrow the money. I had to change some incredibly important plans. And I had to also fight through some fears of being around people I did not know. I had to fight through the fears of being surrounded by the same group of people for 2 days. Once I did that, I immediately started to generate income. In fact, the first 8 days, I generated $4,000 in income. Right after that, I started to figure some things out. I started to figure out that I did not know everything and that if I wanted my business to be successful, then it meant that I needed the people that I was working with to learn from someone that was successful. That just made sense to me. I knew I didn't have all the answers for those I was working with, but I knew I could at least just point them in the right direction of learning from somebody else that was already very successful and had some things figured out. Well, the people I was working with did learn from that individual, and they immediately started to see some results. And in doing so, my income skyrocketed. In fact, I made $11,000 my second month in that second training. And my income continued to climb within just a few months, getting just under $21,000. I then met and married a guy after only knowing him for 7 days, who within a few months, I moved me to Hawaii, 3,000 miles away from anything that was familiar. I found myself with a business that had been stolen, completely embezzled, $2.03 to my name, a $35,000 debt, and completely homeless the month of December. As I am homeless, I've gained a tremendous amount of weight. I have become incredibly depressed as well as suicidal, and I turn to other substances to try to alleviate the pain and the suffering of my entire life's failures. Here I had dreamed this a little bit and became successful in business but lost it all. Married the dream guy. He takes off with another woman, and I end up with absolutely nothing. My parents and I had a horrible relationship. Everything was just a mess, and it took everything I had to just stay alive. I really desperately wanted to commit suicide, in all honesty. After 30 days of being in this very pathetic position that I personally got myself into, I had a wake-up call one day on Christmas Day. And on that day, I realized that I got myself into the mess that I was in, and I needed to make a change. Something had to be different, and I wasn't going to go into the next year with the same mess that I ended the last year with. So it was 4 days before the end of the year, and I had to make a drastic change. I did so. I used some of the skills that I had gleaned the year before, and I started a business from the trunk of my car and a payphone booth. With nothing but Post-it notes, scratch paper, getting a voicemail box to act as a phone number, a payphone booth, some quarters, I started a business. I was off and running in business for myself. This was many, many years ago. In fact, it is exactly 20 years ago that I had started in business. My first 4 days, I made $2,000. The next 30 days, I made $6,540. The next 30 days, which was my second full month, made over $10,000. My third full month, I made over $14,000. By October, which was my 10th month, my income had risen up to over $80,000 in 1 month. My first year, made $250,000. By the end of my second year, I had made my first million. Today, I've made millions and millions of dollars. I've had the beautiful privilege and honor of being able to raise my own kids, be married to an amazing man whom he and I joined forces together 20 years ago. He was 18. I'm not going to tell you how old I was. But anyway, we've been business partners all these years, and we've had a beautiful privilege of being able to see what happens when you choose to become an entrepreneur. Now, there's two types of people that are on the phone listening right now. Maybe this is your very first time, an introduction to DaniJohnson.com. By the way you spell that name is DaniJohnson.com. I know there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that are listening from all over the world, and maybe you're listening live from our website, and maybe you are not. Maybe you haven't even been to our website as of yet. I do encourage you. There's a lot of free information that is available on this site. Now, you might ask yourself, why is a multimillionaire spending an hour with me personally tonight? I'm going to tell you why. I believe in people, and I believe that if a broke homeless cocktail waitress could go and become outrageously successful, so successful that television networks have been tracking me down and interviewing me for my story and asking me how I became successful and would I be willing to share that with other people. I've written 2 books. I've got a 3rd one coming out in just a couple of months. Both of those books have been bestsellers. The kind of success that where Hollywood seeks you out, television seeks you out, where the book publishing business seeks you out, do you want that kind of success? Maybe you don't. Maybe to you, success means that you've got a good marriage and you're raising your kids and everybody is happy. Or maybe success to you is making a lot of money, paying off all of your debt, or maybe even becoming a millionaire someday. Maybe success to you is very similar to my definition, and that is that, yes, you do well. However, you turn your life into a life that is impacting the lives of those around you, that your life isn't just about yourself anymore, but that your life is about making a difference in other people's lives, like maybe joining me on an adventure down to a foreign country where we can go and build with our own hands an orphanage, or we can go and bring supplies, clothing, food, and love on a group of kids that don't have a set of parents, that you can be in proxy as a parent for that time period that you're down there. Maybe your goal is to sail around the world. Maybe you desire to go and impact countries or communities. Maybe it is that you not only want to pay off your debt, but maybe you want to pay off the debt of your parents or pay off the debt of somebody in secret. They don't even know that you exist, and yet you write a check and pay off all of their debt. Maybe you are that person that is just so tired and sick and tired of where your life has gotten to. Maybe you woke up this morning and you said, you know what, is this all that life has to offer? Is this everything that there is out there for me? Because if this is it, yuck, this is not what I thought it would be. This is not what I wanted it to be. And if you are any one of those people, I encourage you to listen tonight. I also encourage you to write down the name of that website. It's a free website. It's a website that was put together by my husband and myself. He actually architected the website. I'm the one who spoke the content that was on the website. But together, he and I joined forces, and we said, we've got to do something to help people from around the world that have a desire in their heart to be more than where they're at right now. We got to put something together and make it available for people that, well, if they're in a homeless situation like I was in, if they're in a broke situation like many of my friends and family members were in, or maybe they were like my husband who had a desire to succeed but yet didn't have a path. There wasn't just somebody there saying, do one, two, and three, and do it again. Do one, two, and three. So the site was put together for you, to help you, to guide you, to come alongside you, and to also hold you accountable for your success and for your future, and also to keep some goals right there in front of you. That's why the site is there, and is there free and available for you to use 24/7. So there's literally no excuse for staying the same, average, or mediocre. There's no excuse for not reaching the kind of goals that you want to reach, because there is a site that's available. It is completely dedicated. Everything we do every day is dedicated to helping you move forward. Now, tonight, I want to talk to you about how can you make 2011 unusually successful. What is it going to take for 2011 to become unusually successful? I think that that is a doable goal, making 2011 unusually successful. How will you do that? It's a good question. Well, I want to give you a few tips tonight about how you can ensure it's the same exact things that I'm doing for this year to make sure that 2011 is unusually successful for my personal life, for me as a mother of five, grandmother now of three. I'm going to be using these techniques myself. I've used these techniques for years to become outrageously, unusually successful. And so what I want to do is I'm going to challenge you to take really good notes and pay very close attention. I have a few questions for you. Number one, do you realize that nothing becomes dynamic until it becomes specific? I'm going to say that again. Do you realize that nothing becomes dynamic until it becomes specific? And if you aim at nothing, you will surely hit it. If you knew you couldn't fail, what would you do with your life? If you knew you couldn't fail, what would you do with your life? I believe, and I have experienced, that it is possible to create a life by design. And if you don't create a life by design, you will live life by default. You will live life by default if you don't create the life that you want to live and live it now. Have you ever noticed that life has a tendency of like totally slipping through your fingers? Have you ever noticed that years pass by and your vision gets less and less clear? You know, come on, you remember when you were younger and there were some things that you wanted to do. Maybe you wanted to travel around the world. Maybe you wanted to drive a really nice car. Maybe you wanted to create a charity. Maybe you wanted to build an orphanage. Maybe you wanted to wear nice clothes and shop in nice places. And, you know, maybe there's a lot of things that you wanted to do. Maybe you even wanted to, like, go to Italy or Bora Bora, or you wanted to go to Hawaii, or you wanted to travel around the world. There's probably a lot of things that you had at one point on your list of things that you wanted to do. What I want you to do is I want you to define what that is. You know, recently I got introduced to the movie, and maybe you've already seen it, but it's The Bucket List, right? Great movie, awesome movie. And The Bucket List is about, you know, making a list. There's two guys, they're on their deathbed. They're going to make a list of things that they wish they would have done with the time that they had been given, and now they have a very short time left, and they got to get all these things done before they kick the bucket. Well, if you knew you couldn't fail, what would you do with your life? And if you literally knew the time of departing this earth, what would you do with the remaining years you had, or months you had, or days you had? What would you do? So what would be on that list? I am a firm believer, and my life is living proof, that you can become anything you desire to become. You could do anything with your life that you want to do. So if you could do anything you wanted to do, what would you do with your life? And the next question is what's keeping you from doing that? What is keeping you from doing that? I've had the unique privilege of working with tens of thousands of people from all over the world. And I've also had the unique privilege of seeing what causes people to fail and what causes people to succeed. And the number one thing on my list to talk to you tonight about, what is it going to take to make 2011 an unusually successful year for you, is number one, you've got to have a plan. Most people do not have a plan. They don't have a roadmap that leads them to a successful place. It's kind of like this. I love to cook. I said, I'm a mother, I'm a wife, I've got five children, three grandchildren, and we cook dinner every night in our house. And, you know, sometimes, you know, I've created a recipe, and there's other times I have followed a recipe, and there's times where I've created a recipe that I've written down, and then I follow that recipe. You know, you have to decide what success is going to look like for you. One, you've got to define what that is for you. And you're the only one that can define that. You're the only one that can define what is your life by design. What does it look like? What does it smell like? Who are you living it with? Where are you going and how often? Where are you living? What are you driving? What is your net worth? So without a plan, you will not live out the life that you think you want to live. You kind of have to architect it. You know, if the building is going up, my friend Marty is a contractor and a very successful one, and he cannot show up to the job site without plans that were developed by an architect. He cannot show up to the plot of land that has a skyscraper that's supposed to go up straight into the air without plans that were developed by an architect and an engineer. And yet people have been given a life that they can live, and yet they don't have any plans at all about how they want to live it. But instead, maybe you might be living your life according to the way maybe your parents said you're supposed to live it. Right? Well, you know, we've always struggled. We've always been broke. Things are tough. They're tougher right now. Things are always going to be hard. You know, it's just the way life is. You just get, you know, you just got to buckle up and hope for the best. Listen, I'm living proof. Listen, I came from that mindset. I came from that kind of a family. You know, only them people in Hollywood, them is the only ones that ever succeeded or anything. I completely understand. But the thing I will tell you is that it is possible. It is possible to live a life that you don't think is currently possible right now. So you need a plan. What is your plan? Do you have a plan for 2011? Or do you have a plan of default that leads to straight mediocrity? I want you to trade your plan of mediocrity for a plan of mastery. You see, the plan of mastery produces results. However, the plan of mediocrity produces no results. What is your master plan for 2011? You need one. And maybe that master plan needs to include that you need a fresh, new approach to building your business. Maybe you need a fresh, new mindset for building that business. Maybe you need a fresh new plan and approach for paying off all of your debt in the next 5 to 7 years. Maybe you need a fresh new plan and approach for becoming the husband or the wife that you desire to be and having the kind of marriage that you desire to have. You know, the one you dreamed of before you exchanged vows, that marriage, that's the one I'm talking about. Maybe you need a fresh new plan and approach to raising your kids. I know this, if you don't have a plan, you'll have no results. Most people just get up every day without a plan. They get up living yesterday, again today. And they're living out the day before, again today. And they're living out 1 week ago, today. They're living out, some people, 1 year ago, they're living out today. Some people are living out 20 years ago, living it out the same way today. Your life doesn't have to stay the same. You don't have to stay stuck. You can literally design it the way that you want it to be. Listen to me. I was a broke, homeless woman who was severely in debt, 50 pounds overweight, with $2.03 to my name. Hear me, friend. Hear me. The truth is that I decided in a moment that the way I was living was not the way I was going to live the next day. That the way I had chosen to live my life was no longer good enough for me. But that I had to make a change. And that literally started the very next day. So you need a plan. And you may even need a new, fresh plan. You may need a plan that is going to take you exactly where you want to go. And I know this. That a plan that consists of mastering some skills is going to be a plan that is going to give you results. What do I mean by that? Well, let's say that part of your goal is to pay off your debt. Well, if your goal is to pay off debt, what is your plan to pay off debt? What plan or system are you using to annihilate that debt? The truth is, if you don't have a plan, the goal is never going to come to pass. It will never come to pass. Let's say the goal is to lose weight, right? Listen, there's basic categories for goals. You already know this, right? You got health goals, right? Most people's New Year's resolutions, I need to lose weight. Okay, awesome. What is your plan for losing weight? How many times are we going to say, I want to lose 10 pounds, or maybe today it's I need to lose 100 pounds. And yet another year goes by and you set the same goal next year. Why? Because we did not achieve it. Why? Because simply writing it down, never looking at it again, simply saying you want to do it doesn't mean that you will do it. But you must have a plan backed by a decision to follow through, as well as these other five things I'm going to share with you tonight, in order for the thing to come to pass. You see, there's health goals, there's money goals. Money goals would include increasing your income, paying off your debt, growing your wealth. There might be goals concerning relationships, personal relationships. There might be goals that you have about helping other people, that your life just isn't about yourself and not just about your kids and your spouse, but that your life is about extending who you are and making a difference in other people's lives. Maybe your goals have something to do with, you know, something wild, like, you know, going to Japan or traveling around, literally around the world, taking 2 months off and traveling around the world. You know, I remember one of my goals in the beginning was like spending $4,000 cash in Nordstrom's in one day. Like that was like, wow, wouldn't that be awesome? And I'm here to tell you it was fun. It was really fun. Okay, so a fresh new approach is what you need for you to be unusually successful in 2011. Number two, the second thing that you need to ensure to have unusual success in 2011 is to become a person of action. You need to remove the inhibitors in your life. Locate where the time wasters are. Locate where the key distractors are. And begin to take those things away. Here's a prime example. If you are working, whether you're employed by somebody or self-employed, and you have got your computer screen up, and you have Facebook up, and you have your email up, and you have a website up, and I am up all at the same time on your screen. I mean, nowadays we've got like, we can have two and three screens at our desk, can't we? But if you have all of those things open, you're only setting yourself up to fail. You're only setting yourself up to waste time and get distracted. You know, it's interesting, two different, you know, points of thought for multitasking. I find that for me, when I multitask, I forget things. When I multitask, I don't finish things. When I multitask, I get frustrated and stressed out. So for me personally, focusing on one thing, one task at a time, and completing that sucker, closing the book on that puppy, then I move on to the very next task. That helps me to be much more efficient. I don't forget what I was in the middle of doing. I don't walk into a room and go, what did I come over here for? Have you ever done that? I have. So if you want to become action-oriented, then you've got to locate what those inhibitors are, those time wasters are, those distractors are. And I just gave you a prime example of those distractors. Oh, and I forgot to add in text messaging at the same time that the Facebook page is up, at the same time that your email, you know, is up, that your the different websites that you have are up, plus IMing at the same time. You got all of this stuff that is all open right there in front of you, plus now your phone vibrates and it's a text message that is saying, please respond to me now. What I'm telling you is that you've got a lot of what my husband calls choke points that could be inhibiting you taking action. And when days go by of you not taking action, then fear begins to set in. Demotivation begins to set in. You start to get cloudy and confused as to why you made the decision, as to why you wanted to do the thing that is on your action point list to do. It's a prime example. Let's say that you wanted to increase your overall volume or your revenue for your company or your sales inside of your sales force. Let's say you want to increase your production. If you wanted to increase your production, it is a very simple equation to increase production. You must increase sales. In order to increase sales, you must increase your activity in exposing your opportunity, exposing your product, your service, your idea, or yourself out to the general public, and increasing your ability to close the sale. That is how you increase your revenue of your personal business or your company. Okay? So if you want to increase, then it means take action on the key activities and master the skills of talking to people, master the skills of presenting to people, master the skills of closing. That's like the quickest, easiest way to increase your income, right? But if, again, you have all of these distractions all around you, then your time is getting sucked into five different directions. At the end of the day, you ask yourself, what did you do? And the answer is you don't really know. You go to bed feeling a bit defeated because you did not accomplish what you set out to accomplish at the beginning of the day. And you're scratching your head. You don't know why. You then start the next day, again, with all the screens up, the text messaging happening, personal phone calls when you should be working. And then again, it's day two. You lay your head down at night and you're feeling like you screwed up. You're feeling like you didn't get enough done. You're feeling like you were unproductive. Here comes day three. Then day four. It's kind of like with losing weight. You know, I've been 50 pounds overweight four times in my life. And I have not been 50 pounds overweight since I was 22 years old. And that's coming up on 20 years here. Very blessed about that. But what I can say is, you know how that goes. You know, okay, so like the first day you start off strong, right? You start off like, okay, awesome. You know, you made sure you got all the cookies out of the house. You made sure you got rid of all the chips in the house. You totally binged before you started your diet. And then all of a sudden, you know, day one, okay, I got day one under my belt. Day two is getting harder. Boy, I want some sugar. Oh, my gosh, I'd do anything for a Coke right now. You know, that kind of thing. Oh, give me a cookie. Or, you know, if you're like my friend Jerry, I need a loaf of bread and some butter or some olive oil and some vinegar, please, right? You do anything for it. You start to waver in your commitment because there's not a solid plan of success. And if there's no plan, you certainly can't take action on the plan. So instead of allowing yourself to get hungry, if you make sure that you snack on good, healthy things throughout the day, you never let yourself get hungry. That's a plan for losing weight. Is make sure that you've got good, healthy things right there in front of you that you could snack on every couple of hours so that your body never gets hungry and you kick your body into a momentum of losing weight. Okay, that's a plan, okay, that works for a lot of people who have lost weight, okay? Another plan, like I said, is, you know, getting rid of all of the sweet stuff or maybe find a sweet substitute, okay? That's a plan. If you know that sweets are your weakness, you find a sweet substitute. Things like that. That's what I'm talking about. So as far as a plan, you got to have one that works, that is fresh, that you can do. Next, you take action on that plan. But if you still have all the distractors, all the inhibitors that are in your life, then the action starts to get killed. The action starts to get demotivated, deactivated. And when action gets deactivated, now fear is the thing that is right there in front of you. And it's so much harder to restart, right? Have you ever cheated on a diet? Yes, you and I both have. You and I totally both have. Well, whenever we have cheated on a diet, we go, oh, man, it's never going to work. This sucks. And what do? We cheat again the next day, the next day, the next day. I'll start over on a Monday. Pretty soon we forgot all about the fact that this was our goal, and we're no longer focused on that goal. So, action. I think you know what causes you to take action. You got to do the thing that causes you to take action. I know for me, it's making a decision. For me, it is having a plan laid out before me, and all I have to do is follow the plan. I don't have to think. I just have to keep that thing in front of me. Let's go to number three. If you want to increase, and I kind of touched on this a minute ago, if you want to increase, you must increase in very specific areas. If you want to increase, you must increase in two very specific areas. One is you need to increase in skill and you need to increase in knowledge. You know, knowledge is king, as they say. I'd have to tell you that is absolutely clearly true. If you want to increase in your business, if you want to increase in your personal relationships, if you want to increase your health, there you have to look at where you're starting from as a baseline. Okay, so for example, when I was homeless, and here I'm about to go into this new year, and I've got a $35,000 debt. I've got someone trying to repossess my car. And by the way, the $35,000 was just credit card debt, not to mention the $8,000 I owed on my car. Fortunately, I had not owned a home, otherwise I'd have been living in it. But the bottom line is that for me to increase my income, which is something that had to be done, I had to look at where I was at. And that's really what the wake-up call was all about, was looking at where I was. When I looked at where I was, I found very clearly that there was no way that I was working as a couch waitress, there's no way on $1,500 a month that I was going to get into an apartment anytime soon. In fact, it was going to take 3 to 4 months before I could actually get into an apartment at the rate that I was going. And so that I made the decision, no way. I have got to find a faster, better way to get a roof over my head now. I'm done living out of my car. I'm done sleeping under the stars. I'm done showering in public places. So I had to increase my income. Now, you might be in a situation like, for example, I was in a situation, I'm a cocktail waitress. Could I increase my income as a cocktail waitress? Yes. So I increased my skill of being able to get better tips. So I increased my connectivity with the people ordering the burgers, the fries, the steaks, the seafood salad, and the margaritas. So I decided, okay, well, that's one place because the cocktail waitress has a little bit control over her income and the amount of tips that she can get. She can get a 10% tip. She can get a 15% tip. She can get a 30% tip. Well, I immediately started to focus on that area, and I was able to increase my tips right away by using some very strategic people skills, relationship marketing skills that caused people to come in and request my section. And the big tippers wanted to sit in my section because they got better service and I made more money, okay? But at the same time, I realized, okay, well, even if I can increase my tips, it's not enough. I'm in a big financial mess right now, pile of dung at the moment, and I got to find another way. So that's one thing you got to do. You can't sit there and say, well, gosh, you know, I'm kind of in this dead-end job, and I'm kind of in this dead-end situation, you know, and the economy's really bad, and, well, gosh, you know, what really can I do financially? I mean, this is kind of like my lot in life. Listen, I sat there for 30 days, and that's how come I was homeless, fat, and broke, and depressed. You got to ask yourself, is there another way? The answer is always yes. There's always another way. There's always another option. There's always another chance. Staying stuck is not one of them. You can't let staying stuck be one of the options, one of the goal. I mean, one of the paths that you decide to stay on. You can't let staying stuck be one of the you know, one of the plans. It can't be one of your plans. You gotta throw that sucker away. That's a rut, and it stinks. It's like dead, smelly fish. That's what a life living in a rut is all about. You don't want to hang out with dead, smelly fish. Come on, man. You got to do something that's going to cause you to grow. So there's always another way to increase your income. So for me, it was creating a second source of income. All right? So maybe that might be a goal for you for this year, is to create a second source of income. Maybe it's a third. Maybe it's a fourth. My husband and I have multiple sources of income today. But I started off with one cocktail waitress. Now, two, I started a nice little business from the trunk of my car and in a payphone booth. So why? Because there was a need to increase my income. So in order to increase your income, either you find a way to increase your skill at your current place of labor, and in that current place of labor, you must increase your skill so you can increase your value to whoever it is that's paying you. Who is paying you? Is it the public that is paying you? Is it a boss that is paying you? Is it a client that is paying you? If you increase your skill, you'll be paid more. Let me prove it to you. The marketplace pays for value. Let's look at two different doctors, okay? We'll look at a brain surgeon, and we will look at a general MD. Who makes more money? Obvious. The brain surgeon makes more money. Why? Because he has a better personality? Oh, my gosh, no. That's not why he makes more money. He makes more money because he has a higher skill set. He has specialized knowledge. He has a specialized skill. And that specialized knowledge, that specialized skill, is what produces more income for the same hours that he's putting in to his work, to his place of labor. And so for your place of labor, if you don't know if you noticed, but there are some in the same line of work that you do that are making the same amount that you make, some that make less than you make, and some that make five times more than what you make. So you know that there is an option of making more, of increasing that income. If you're going to increase your income, you must increase your skill. So you cannot set a goal of this. I'm going to double my business this year. I'm going to double my income this year. And you're starting from a place right now where you your skill set is barely maintaining your current level of income. If your skill set is barely maintaining your current level of income, then your chances, if you stay the same, your chances of doubling your income this year is slim to none. It's not going to happen. This is why, again, if you increase your skill, you will increase your pay. It's directly related. It's absolutely directly related. So when you look at your goals, okay, you look at your list of goals that you have, you got to ask yourself this key question. I know that your goals have to do with increasing something. You want to increase your better health. You want to increase your income. You want to decrease your debt. You want to make better relationships this year. Maybe you want to help more people. Maybe you want to increase your free time. You want to have more free time to do the things that you want to do, okay? Maybe that's on your list of goals. Well, saying that you want to increase in those areas but not increasing your skill in order to get there is foolishness. So when you look at your goal, you say, what do I need? What do I need to do in order to accomplish these things? So if it's paying off debt, okay, if you want to pay off your debt, okay, so if you're in debt, that tells you that you don't know how to pay off debt. It means you don't possess the skill to pay off your debt. It also shows you that you don't have a plan to pay off your debt. Okay, that's what it shows. So if the goal is to pay off your debt, and you look at, and by the way, was that your goal last year too? Was that your goal last year? Possibly. Okay, was it your goal the year before? Possibly. So you got to sit there and you need to, what I call, weigh your ego with your goal. Because your ego wants to say, well, you know, you really can't do it. Well, you know, those things work for other people, but they're not going to work for you. Ego says, well, gosh, you know, it's just so heavy and there's just so much, so there's just no way. Okay? Or you weigh it with your goal. What's your goal? If your goal is to pay off your debt, then what is your plan? Do you have one? If you don't have one, you got to get one. And when you get that one, that plan is going to require skill. Remember earlier I was talking about my friend Marty, who's a contractor? He has to show up to the job site, the land, that he's going to build the skyscraper on with a set of architecture plans. But see, the architecture plans is only the first step there. The next step is he has to have skilled craftsmen to do the job. It's one thing to hope to build a skyscraper of success. You must have the blueprints developed by the architect who has built one before. And then it is coupled with a group of craftsmen, skilled, highly skilled professionals that come together to build that skyscraper of success. It's very simple. Everything in life is like that. Everything in life. So again, you need a plan, a new fresh plan. You need to take action on that plan, and you need to increase your skill. Skill is what will increase your life. Skill in relationships. If your relationships suck right now, you got to take responsibility on your part of that relationship and look to see what you can do to improve it. And so you need to invest into your skill so that you can be better in relationship. If your business is sucking eggs right now, in fact, rotten eggs right now, don't blame the economy. Find a solution. There's always a solution because you and I both know there's plenty of businesses that are thriving right now. There are plenty of people making money hand over fist right now. There's plenty of people annihilating their debt right now. There's plenty of people in every arena imaginable that are growing their lives right now. There is. They're all over the place. And so if they can do it, then so can you. You just simply need to make a decision to increase your skill. Again, you need a plan. That's the architecture plan. You take action on a plan with skilled craftsmen to build that skyscraper of success. Number four, focus on helping others to increase. I don't care what it is that you do. I know this one thing. Success is never done on your own. Success does not happen by yourself. You know, my husband and I have been in lots of different businesses. We've had lots of different companies. And what I can tell you, honestly, is that 100% of our success has not come from 100% of our efforts. Our businesses have become successful, whether that's been in real estate investing, whether that has been investing into commodities, whether that is international businesses that we have, whether it is businesses that have to do with products or services. Every business that we've ever had, our success has never come from just ourselves. It has been because of a team of people that we have helped to build and develop and that we've co-labored with. Whether it's a team of professionals like attorneys or accountants, or it's a team of moms and dads that by a little bit of word of mouth here and there are sharing a product and a service. Whether it is a team of people that we've joined forces with to spread a product or a service out there to the general populace around the world, the bottom line is this. Your success is never just going to be completely dependent upon you. Your success has to do with those that are also around you. Example, if you are personally wanting to grow your income, that success is going to be dependent upon, yes, you making a decision, you having a new fresh plan, you taking action on that plan, and you increasing your skill. But it's also going to be dependent on those that you work with. Yes, those that you work with. And if your income is directly related to the success of others, you own a business, and you have a sales team that is out there promoting a product or a service, if they cannot close sales, your income is negatively impacted. If you are a manager of a team that works on projects and that team cannot produce the results of getting the projects done, that also dings your reputation because you're the one responsible for that team that you are managing. If you are a husband and you desire to pay off all of your debt in the next 5 to 7 years, including your mortgage, but your team, meaning your wife and your children, are not on board with that same goal, every day they are working against your financial goal towards financial freedom. So your success is only going to come from a team effort, the team meaning the family unit. Let's say this. Let's say that one of your goals is for you and your husband to get along better. Well, again, it takes two to tango. How many times did you hear that one, right? So if it takes two to tango and it's you and your husband and you can do your part, but if he's not on board with you, the relationship still is going to have some challenges, no question. And so the thing I'm going to say to you is that you want to focus on not only your own success, but focus on helping other people to succeed. Because your success is going to come from a team effort. The success of the family becoming financially independent is going to be the whole family agreeing on this goal and working on this plan together. If the goal is to grow your company or your organization or your charity, imagine this. The best way I can say it is this. Let's just say that you are on a basketball team, okay? If you're on a basketball team and you are the only one that shows up for practice 5 nights a week, no one else on your team shows up for practice, what are the odds of you winning a game? The odds are slim to none. If your competitors, other teams, are diligently working towards their strategies and their plays, you know, their plan, and they're practicing each night, showing up on time, dressed out to sweat their hearts out, and they're practicing their guts out, when it comes to game time, they've got the basic fundamentals, the entire team is in unity after the same exact strategy and plan, therefore they can implement this sucker and make it incredibly successful when it's game time. Well, part of the reasons why you've had hindrances in your life of your success is because maybe you're the only one showing up for practice. Maybe you're the only one getting coached. Maybe you're the only one learning new strategies and you're going back and trying to share it with your team. Or you're trying to share it with your employees. Or you're trying to share it with your sales force. Or you're trying to share it with your family. You can share all you like. But if I were you, I would do what I did many years ago, and that's find yourself a shortcut. Find yourself a shortcut. And in the area of helping others to increase, sometimes it takes somebody from the outside to be able to come in and help to motivate that team to want to increase. So if your team's sales are increasing, your personal volume, your overall revenue is increasing. And so I encourage you, make your life about how can I help other people to succeed. My fifth and final point for tonight, because this is a two-part series, I've got 11 points for succeeding unusually in 2011, but here's my fifth and final point. You need an unusual commitment level. You need an unusual commitment level. What does that mean? You got to make a decision that you're not going to live life by excuses any longer. You have to make a decision that excuses are what I believe they are, well-planned lies. And excuses will keep you broke for the rest of your life. Excuses will never bring you success. Excuses are time wasters. Excuses are your enemies. Excuses like, I'll get around to it later, maybe next week. Well, gosh, that sounds great, but I'm just really not sure if it's going to work. I need to think it over to talk to my mom, dad, the doctor, spot before I ever, you know, make a decision on anything. I'm afraid, Danny, that if I actually try, it might not work. Excuses are simply well-planned lies. I'm telling you tonight that you must burn your bridges to your past excuses. You have got to take a giant can of kerosene and you've got to dump it all over the bridge that links you to your excuses and light one big old torch to that bridge. You've got to stop walking back and forth on this goal and this dream that you have. You have to stop going back to the reasons why you can't succeed. And you've got to stay moving forward as to why you must succeed. You've got to stop walking back over to the bridge of your past, the past that tells you, well, you tried once and it didn't work. Well, listen, have you ever eaten at a restaurant once? Did you ever get sick? I've gotten food poisoning before. It certainly didn't stop me from eating out. It might have stopped me eating at that place, but it didn't stop me from going out to dinner. And I know it didn't stop you either. So just because you've tried something before doesn't mean it gives you the liberty to give up on a future that is already laid out for you and is waiting for you to just show up. If you're going to have unusual success in 2011, then you got to have an unusual commitment level. And I got one question for you. What does that unusual commitment level look like? What are you willing to do to succeed? Are you willing to sacrifice your time watching Seinfeld reruns? Are you willing to turn off the flipping TV? Are you willing to make the changes that you know you must make? Are you willing to put yourself in an environment where you are going to be trained and equipped on a daily basis so that you can stay on track? Are you willing to really do those things? What is your unusual commitment level? Because there is a price for you to achieve these things that you want to in 2011. There is a price, and it is going to require an unusual commitment level. What I want to do right now is I want to, there's some people that have had some beautiful, they've made some decisions, they have followed out a plan, they have increased their skills, they've taken action, they are looking at helping other people to succeed, and in turn, they've made an unusual commitment to their lives and to the people that are around them. Now, for you right now, you might be thinking, oh, you know, Danny, all of that sounds really great, but, okay, well, listen, let me prove to you that everything that I just shared with you actually works. I met these people live at a two-day event called First Steps to Success. I met each and every one of these. I'm totally proud of them. I'm blown away at the level of success that they have actually accomplished, and I want them to encourage you today, because to me, we can't get enough encouragement, especially in today's market, especially in today's world. I'm telling you, in order for you to succeed today, you've got to absolutely grab on and listen and get encouraged by those that are making things happen even for themselves. So I want you to hear where they started and what has happened to them since they followed a few very simple things after getting started right here, right now. So just pay very close attention. I've got just a couple people that I want to share their story with you here real quick, and I'm going to go right down here. Lisa Milo, Mia, share your story. Hello, never mind. Okay. Here's another one. Adeline Bart.
Hi.
Adeline Bart, you've got the line. Tell us what's going on.
Hi. Prior to going to Danny Johnson's First Steps to Success events, I was failing in every single area of my life. I was failing in my marriage. I was failing with my then 12-year-old, my teenager. He was actually suicidally depressed, and I did not know it. I was failing in my job. They were basically walking me out the door. And my health was completely out of control, as well as my finances. I was in so much debt, I could not see the light to the end of the tunnel. After attending First Steps to Success, I learned skill sets that completely altered my life. My marriage went through the roof. And even though I'm a widow now, the last 18 months were amazing. My husband was even bragging about our marriage in the hospital, the doctors and nurses. My son's life completely turned around. He lost 50 pounds. He completely came out of the depression. His life turned around totally. Our relationship is amazing. And he wanted me to let you know, Danny, that he reads the Bible daily and prays daily.
That you've grown in your job, paid off debt, and have lost weight. Can you share that real quick?
Yeah. Sure, absolutely. I got promoted into a better department, make sometimes $7,000 a day sales, so they fight over who can have me on their team at work. I lost over 130 pounds, and I paid off over $88,000 worth of debt probably in about 28 months or so.
So in 28 months, you've lost 135 pounds. You have paid off over $88,000 worth of debt, and you were promoted in your job. These obviously were goals that you had, that you have clearly accomplished. Congratulations, Adeline. And Adeline got those skills. She increased her skills, which increased her revenue, increased her ability to pay off her debt and things like that. Vangel Roberts from Canada, please share the goals that you have achieved since working and utilizing First Steps to Success system.
Hi, Danny.
Hi, good for it.
Good to hear you again. Well, prior to attending First Steps to Success, we are pretty recent. My husband and I just went a few months ago, and I was a discouraged and really frustrated stay-at-home mom. We were drowning in debt. I was overweight, and to be completely honest, at times, I was wishing that I could escape from my prison called home. I felt disconnected from my husband in our relationship. I was confused every day in my parenting, and our lives were consumed with our business day and night. But after applying the proven strategies that we learned at First Steps in Dynasty, I now have seen firsthand that dreams can become a reality, you guys. We paid off $10,000 of personal debt in 2 months. I lost 20 pounds in 3.5 months. My husband lost 10 pounds over the holidays. I don't know how. And him and I are more in love than ever, and our children have a confident and happy mom. We've also cut back on our hours using her time management systems. We've applied her techniques to our business, and our sales increased by 50% in December compared to the numbers that we had for 3 months before that. We hired 3 new employees to keep up with the work. And also, on a personal note, after going to Dynasty in December, we came home so fired up that we've got 21 of our friends and family registered to come with us to LA on January 29th and 30th, and with most of them taking advantage of the home business course as well. So I totally encourage you guys to tell all your friends and family to be there, because it's going to be the party of the year, let me tell you. The whole whack of comedians are going to be there.
Vangel, congratulations on your success. What an amazing thing. What an amazing and outrageous story. Grew her business, her and her husband grew their company by 50% in the month of December. They have a plumbing business, and decreased their hours by 30% at the same time. I've got time for one more story. Simon Cryer, go ahead and get away for 30 seconds.
Hey, Danny, prior to getting started at First Steps to Success, we were being totally consumed in about $1 million worth of debt, and we were frustrated with our home business going nowhere, dying on the vine. And after attending First Steps to Success and working with DannyJohnson.com, we learned how to raise leaders. And not only did we double our six-figure income, but we have raised 5 more six-figure income earners in our company. We've taken out the number one award as top distributors twice, which has never been done in history. We have completely annihilated that $1.5 million in debt in 2 years. And if you're listening to this call, you're serious about beating this recession and helping others escape it, if you want to get out of debt or have more fun in your business again, and if you want to know step by step exactly how to, then I will see you at LA January 28th to 30th. Go to that website, DannyJohnson.com, and register right now.
Thank you so much, Simon. I appreciate that. So there you go. Those are examples of everyday average people who are feeling much like you. Is it possible? Can I possibly lose weight? Can I possibly pay off all my debt? Can I possibly grow my income this year? You just heard it. In fact, just even heard Vangel and her husband Wade just 2 months ago plugging in to a live training event, and that's what happened in their lives that fast. So it's up to you as to whether or not you want results that quickly. If nothing else, let's say that you don't come and join us at a live event. Let me give you a couple of instructions that you can do at closing up this call. Number one, there is a website. It's absolutely free. There's free content. In fact, this call will be uploaded again, and if you wanted to listen to it again, absolutely free, you can check back on the website in 1 hour. Next, if you remember earlier I was saying that you want to focus on that your success is going to happen by way of teamwork, that your success is not just you on your own, but your success is going to come from other people as well, people that you're working with. Well, if you understood that concept, right, which I think was very clear, what you need to do is tonight, I want you to make a list. What are the things that you want to do? Remember asking in the beginning, if you knew you couldn't fail, what would you do with your life? If you knew you couldn't fail, what would you do? I want you to make a list. Make a list of five things that must be accomplished in 2011. Make a list of five. Do that tonight. Then I want you to write out what is the plan for you to be able to achieve it. Next week, we're going to get back together. You and I are coming back together, and I'm going to give you numbers 6 through 11 of making 2011 a unusually successful year, okay? So next week, we're going to get back together. So you're going to have that list. You're going to have a plan because you saw tonight that maybe you don't have a plan, and maybe you need a plan. And if you don't have a plan, and if you want to pay off your debt, you want to do the things that you heard all these people do, well, part of that plan could be joining us in Los Angeles January 28th, 29th, and 30th. You want to find out more information about that, you can go to DannyJohnson.com. Click on events. I want you to be skeptical. I want you to do the research. Do the research. Be skeptical. Watch the videos. Research us on the internet. You will find that we've got testimonial after testimonial proving that what we do works. We're 100% guaranteed on that event. So you'll get your money back if you felt like you didn't get what you needed out of it. The truth is, we would be out of business if what we did didn't work. If what we offered people, the steps that we gave people, didn't produce anything, we would be totally and completely out of business. But here's what you can do. Between now and the time that I see you next week, because you and I are getting together next week, same place, same time. What I want you to do, if you understand the concept that your success is going to be a team effort, then what you can do is get off the phone with me now. Get on the phone and start calling some people that you work with. It could even be your family members. It could be people that you have that you are in business with. You have a sales force or your employees or even coworkers. And if you wanted everything to move together after a common goal, then get those people to listen to this call that you just heard. Again, 1 hour from now, it's going to be uploaded on our website, and they can listen to it in an hour from now. Or they can listen to it tomorrow. Next week, you and them all join me for steps 6 through 11. 6 through 11, this is going to put the icing on top of the cake after tonight. So if you want to accelerate your growth and you want to accelerate your goals, and your goals happen to include the efforts of other people and the commitment level of other people, then you need other people to listen to the call that I just did, and you need other people to listen to the call that I will be doing next Monday night. So make sure and populate that call with people that are directly related to you business-wise or personal-wise, and when we meet for an hour next week, I promise to give my best shot with these last six steps. Sorry, yes, last 6 through 11, those last steps to be able to equip them to be able to become unusually successful in 2011. For those of you who want major fast track for 2011, you want a shortcut, you want to leave no stone unturned, you want to leave no room for failure, if you want to have multiplied growth, then I will be seeing you in Los Angeles January 28th through the 30th. If you want the kind of success that these guys were just talking about, these guys obviously put themselves on a fast track, right? Adeline put herself on a fast track. Vangel and Wade put themselves on a fast track. Simon put themselves on a fast track. So if you want to be on that kind of a fast track, well, then you're going to do what they did, and that means that you'll see them as well as myself live at First Steps to Success in Los Angeles, California. Again, want more info on that? Just simply go to the website, click on events. Watch the video if you want to. If not, just get yourself registered right away. We are expecting that event will be a sold-out event. It often does when we go to Los Angeles. We're usually in a room with like sardines. And why? Hey, it's January, isn't it? And people have got to get themselves on the right track and stay on the right track. And that's what you're thinking right now is what everybody else is thinking. So you might as well guarantee yourself a seat by getting yourself registered today. Like I said, if not, we got lots of free training that's available on that site. Test out our free training. Meet me here Monday next week, same time, same place, and I'll give you these last few steps. There's enough that I gave you tonight to at least get you started. Get the list made. If you knew you couldn't fail, what would you do with your life? Let's get the plan put together. Let's get now finding out what skills are you lacking that you need to increase. I promise that if you join me in LA, I will equip you with the skills that you need to grow that skyscraper of success for 2011. Other than that, friends, Thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate you. I appreciate your commitment to your future. I appreciate your commitment to your family. I appreciate your commitment to becoming debt-free. I appreciate your commitment to those that are around you. You are on this call because you care about yourself and others and advancing this country and the country in which you live in to a better place. You are an awesome person because you took the time out to advance yourself. So I'm really proud of you for joining me tonight. I hope that you are encouraged. I'd love to hear from you. You can contact me on Facebook or just contact me right there on the webpage. For those of you that are webcasting right now, go ahead and contact me on the webcast. And I would love to hear what you had to say about tonight's call. So God bless you. Have an awesome and phenomenal, amazing week. I'll talk to you on Monday. Bye-bye.